Without baseline funding, farm programs will end. This is Rural Issues on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. It's a harsh reality. 37 farm programs going into the next farm bill are without baseline funding. $9 to $10 billion in farm programs that will have no money. Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, says the challenge of keeping those programs is finding the funding. And it's especially critical for energy programs.
And they are critical to continuing to try and get these second and third generation biofuel projects off the ground. This is still very new technology. It's still very expensive technology. It clearly needs public support and a consistency of policy for the long term in order for folks to make those significant financial investments. So we're going to argue very passionately that those programs need to be continued to provide the support for that industry. The Congress, when it established the Renewable Portfolio Standard, it demanded that the bulk of all that new biofuels is going to come from advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol, not from corn-based. So you got that requirement on the one hand, and on the other hand, you've got no support for getting that new industry off the ground and running. And so that needs to be reconciled. It's very important.
Energy going to be one of the National Farmers Union priority areas then?
Yes, I would say Farm Bill is probably at the top of our list, but concurrent with that is energy. The Renewable Electricity Standard, which we've been strong advocates for many, many years, stalled in Congress. The wind industry in the last year has really taken a nosedive. You're not seeing near the development of new wind projects across the country. You've got major manufacturing plants that have closed, significant layoffs occurring, and it's because we don't have a consistent long-term policy in this country on the use of wind energy and other sorts of electrical generation renewable projects to get on the grid. And, you know, it's been sustained through this point by these additional spending programs, you know, that Congress pumped in order to try and keep the economy afloat. And those tax credits that are so important, they pretty much all go away now, and so they need to be extended.
Roger Johnson. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.